Lord, would you now speak to our hearts? In your wisdom, you have designed the kingdom in such a way that you have chosen to use us in this plan of redemption and missions, and touching the world with the gospel, to bring the very presence of Christ into this world. Lord, I pray that tonight and in these moments now that we'll just find a place of prayer and quiet before you. Though no bush will burn here, there can be a voice of God that would speak to each heart. Some need to go back home to a family and bring Christ. And he's going to use you to help redeem. Some of you need to go back to a school or to a job or to a neighborhood or to a church. Say, God has called me here. God has put me here. God wants to use me here. Some of us need to come to a place of surrender tonight and say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing right now. It seems like I'm wasting my time. Would you just submit to his shaping and molding? And would you surrender now? And say, Lord, I don't know if this is something that I'm going to see tomorrow change, but maybe it'll be in a year or in 10 years or in 40 years. But I'm going to look back at that night at Pilgrim Camp where I resolved this moment can be our burning bush. So I'm going to ask you just, if you just go to prayer, if you kneel, that would be good. If you're not able to, that's fine. But I believe that very specifically God wants to work in individual hearts tonight. It's going to be easy to walk off this mountain and forget the encounter that we had with God. Moses went. Lord, help us. Help us. Lord, we resolve now. Have your way. And accomplish your purpose in each life. Yes, Lord, we surrender. Dear God. Dear God. Dear God.
God speak. God speak. God speak. Yeah.